Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
So I'm a short man, right?
I know.
I go and watch a lot of bands. Every single time I go and watch a band, someone who is like unacceptably tall will come and stand in front of me.
Everyone is unacceptably tall.
No. But I'm talking about like someone who is 6'5". It's like, mate, you have got to be taking the piss. You should, like, if you are 6'5", you've got enough, you know, life has been good enough to you. You don't also get to go and stand at the front of gigs, right? There should be a system in place in music venues. So, like, the good one, Brixton Academy is sloped. So it doesn't matter where you stand, you get a good view of the stage, right?
Like in the cinema.
Like in a cinema, like in a theatre, like in any performance space where there has some thought has gone into it, right? You get a good vantage point wherever you stand. In places that are not afforded that luxury, there should be a system in place like a school photo. If you're short, you get to go at the front, and if you're tall, you go at the back. And that is how it should be.
That's actually a good... I can't find any flaws in that. I think... what I would add... And it's weird. I think you're the exception to the rule, but I do not trust...
Oh, God, this isn't
going to
be good.
You know?
What? Yeah. What do you...
I'm not...
Such a ridiculous statement. What do you mean?
It's not. They're short people are cunning. They're cunning.
What? Such a massive generalisation. How?
Yeah, it's a generalisation, but it's a generalisation for a reason. They're cunning. What it is because they're short. They're, generally speaking, they're desexualized.
What?
And so
oh my God. It's absolutely ridiculous.
What do you,
because
it's
they're
not.
Because they're short. It sounds like you've actually done a study on this. Short people are cunning and desexualised. Fucking absolute nonsense.
It's not. It's not nonsense. That's why all short actors.
I want to hear your working out. Actors, right?
Oh, all actors are short. Right?
Okay.
That's a generalisation and we agree on?
No.
What are you talking about? All of them, like, all right.
Stephen Merchant, Greg Davies, the bloke that plays Jaws in the James Bond films. I could go on.
No, but most actors.
And you cannot tell me the bloke that plays Jaws in James Bond is desexualized. That guy gets nut pussy. I think he might be dead, actually. In which case, that is wildly inappropriate, and I'd like to apologise just in case.
Well, it's not. Hang on, it's not inappropriate. You can still have lived and got pum pum then.
Anyway, back to your
yes. Anyway, right. So all actors are short and cunning, and what they do is they. Because they're short, they don't seem, in sort of primitive terms, they don't seem a threat to anyone. And because they're not a threat, people sort of allow them to people become like de-armed or unarmed. What was that? They let their guard down.
Yeah,
disarmed. Thank you. They get disarmed, and all the world's like most successful people are short.
Right. Well, I don't think that really backs up what you've just said, does it? How does that make them cunning and desexualized?
Because they can slip. They can slip because people think, oh, they're desexualized. They're harmless. But actually,
that doesn't make them cunning. That makes other people naive.
But it's primitive. It's like if we went back to like caveman times, they would be the least. They wouldn't be. They would be the least threatening. They wouldn't be able to reach the berries or the nuts.
What? How tall? just got visions of Danny DeVito stood under a nut tree, just jumping up trying to grab the nuts.
Right, but they also so they wouldn't be able to reach the nuts, and then also they wouldn't be able to like fight the deer. They would be would be useless. Fight the, you know, hunt. They wouldn't be able to hunt. So now because of the way that I thought this. I reckon it was a short man that wrote the Bible.
Right.
It was a short man that wrote the Bible because he was under threat. Because there would be bigger men, massive men. They were getting all the women. They were hunting. They were getting the meat. They could reach the nuts. And a short guy was not getting along. So the big guys, they went to sort of like mug the short guy because he was useless. Like, get him, he'll be easy. And then the short guy went, you can't do it. And they went, why not? And they went, because of God. And they're like, who's God? And they go, well, yeah, if you mug me now, then you're going to go to hell. And they're like, what's hell? And they're like, oh, it's really hot. That was obviously written by a short guy. There's no reason a tall man would need to write the Bible. Absolutely no reason.
I mean, it pains me to admit it, but you might be onto something there. That is some sound reasoning. And very difficult, you know, logic to argue with. But to go back to my original point, if someone who is I'm 5'7". If someone who is 6'7", and this has happened, comes and stands in front of you at a gig, should you be able to say, excuse me, mate, would you...
Yeah.
I've actually been at a gig once where there was like these two tall guys and they like purposely stood by the wall because they were sort of aware of the fact that they were going to be getting in people's way.
They're considerate. They're considerate of other people's... I think I'm considerate of other people. I've got a real problem with this. I might have mentioned to you before, but I cannot stand when... So I'm like sort of walking... I live near an alley, right?
Of course you fucking do. I don't even know what that means. I live near an alley. Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. By an alley, is it?
It's an alley, and I live near the alley, and so often there'll be the sort of the alley's quite narrow, and someone will have to sort of squeeze through, and I'll do the very English thing of I'll say sorry when there was no need to say sorry.
Those are
the rules that we're playing at. It's England. This is how we operate.
Yeah.
So even though I wasn't in your way, and even though I've not really had to move, I make the gesture of moving, and to partner the gesture, I say sorry. When they do not say don't worry or no, there's nothing to worry about, I'm sorry. I mean, I want to fight them. As I say, if it was primitive times and they were short, I would hit them.
Only if they were short.
Oh yeah, I mean,
you like good manners, but you're also a coward.
I think I would fight if I knew I could win.
And I always do this. I've done this in the last 24 hours twice. If you go out of your way to let someone past, like on a path, or so when I walk, like the nearest shop, there's like a pathway you have to let people through to cut, and someone doesn't say thank you, will you go like, oh, don't mention it, mate?
Oh, I did it yesterday.
Love it.
I did it. I don't know how you do it. I went
yeah,
like
don't this. Worry about it, mate. I'll just stand there for the good of my health, shall I? Yeah, don't mind me, mate. I've got nowhere better to be. It's fine. I'll just wait for you all day, shall I?
Oh, what did I say? They walked past, there were two of them, they walked past, no acknowledgement, and I went, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, classic. Oh, yeah. Man, there is nothing, it's the arrogance of people. You sort of wait and let someone go in a car. You don't drive, but that's a bad one. Have you ever had like a stand, like a driving sort of Mexican standoff? Where
I know what you're talking about, where you have to, is it you have to flash the lights or something?
Well, no, when they're sort of like, so basically where I used to live, there was parking bays that were half on the pavement and half off. So, like, it meant that you parked your car on the pavement. The bays were actually painted on as such, which meant the road okay. was only wide enough for one car to get through.
And
one morning I was driving through, and so I came to a thing, and there's a taxi driver, and he'd just come into the bit, and I'd gone all the way down. So, like, common sense would dictate that he should reverse back. Do you see what I mean?
Yes,
but I've gone about 10 cars down. He's come in the distance of two cars, right? And he just wouldn't go. Yeah. So we sat there for about 5 minutes. I'm just going, you go back. He's like, you go back. Like, really animated. Go back, go back, go back. And in the end, I just thought, this is ridiculous. I'm going to be the bigger man, right? I'm going to drive back. So I reverse back. And then as he come past, he give me like a sarcastic smile and flashed his lights like that. And I lost my shit. And I'm not proud of this. I spat at him. Out of the window. In the heat of the moment, he spat back. He hadn't wound his window down. Just spat in the inside of his own window.
Oh, you're someone... You're see, you don't mind... We know this. You don't mind... You will sort of embrace conflict, I think.
No, not at all.
You will. We've talked about this. You will. If there's a problem, you don't mind addressing it. Like I I'm more sneaky. I was at the cinema a while ago, and there was this couple. For some reason, the cinema was busy. It's never busy, and there was this couple in front of me, and they would just not stop kissing. They wouldn't stop kissing. And
what a thing to confront someone about. Excuse me, mate.
No, but it was like, it was the slurp, you know, you could hear it. You could really hear the, it was horrible, right? And so I was just annoyed at like, what, you can do this somewhere else. Why have you paid £16 to come in this room and kiss each other? You could do this anywhere else. I'm trying to watch the film. But I can't say to someone, excuse me, do you mind not, I'm trying to watch the film, could you calm down? So what I did instead was I had my hat on me, and I took my hat, and I pretended to lean forward to, like, grab my popcorn, and I just sort of gently hit them both on the head with my hat.
Like mallet. What the... That's and, so, and what did they do?
They were just really awkward, so I like sort of hit them on the head and went, oh God, sorry, I'm so sorry. And then obviously that made it that them aware that I was aware of the kiss, and they didn't kiss again. So I got what I wanted, and I didn't have to create what they wanted.
Oh cock block Walsh there, whacking people over the head with his hat. It wasn't a blockbuster, it was a cockbuster.
Oh my God.
What's that? What was the what film was it?
Oh, I can't remember. Why?
Just give it some context.
It was just a film. I don't know.
It's just a film.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so yeah, that's
I don't like confrontation. I mean, I will. I do sometimes.
I can't stand it when you ring someone. I can't stand it when you're on the phone to someone and the signal's cutting out, and then they start blaming your signal. And they're going like, oh, yeah, no, I've got full signal. Must be you. Don't fucking accuse me.
Yeah, but
me.
Conversely, that is annoying when you know damn well it's their signal. And then they go, no, it can't be mine, mate. I've got four bars. You're like, I am literally stood in the sweet spot of my house. Someone know I'm walking around. No, no, it's not me, mate. It must be you because I stand here and make phone calls all the time.
You do this, and it's absolutely unacceptable. And I think to the point where it should be fucking illegal, right? It should be illegal. This should actually, or just the etiquette. We should learn the etiquette that this is not an acceptable way to communicate. If you're going to call me,